saw last week, many times we find ourselves in a matzav where the outside factors, the outside tools that we have, steig in Torah and any avodah, are what we think is second rate, so beit, so gimel, b'dievet. They're not conducive to steig. And because of that, we find that we're very rochik from the gadlus. And we saw from the Nutan that the oilim is vehatlois. More often than not, the path in this veld passes over stumbling blocks, obstacles, things that are not the way what we would think is l'chadchila. And we saw that be'etzem that our b'di'evet is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'chadchila. The emissary story of Sameach Bechelko is understanding. It's not a b'di'evet. It's not okay, I could also do something here. It's that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Part of the original Telchnit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all these matzovim of the b'di'evet. And this is where we could have a shetach of avodah. Right, the entire zman we're trying to get to is a matziv. Each and every one of us, in every matziv we could be, we could always find ourselves connected to a path of gavur. Should never be a matziv where you have to be einik seal b'kseretz, that you're looking beyond it. You're saying, oh, okay, here there's nothing going for me for what to do. There's no godless in front of me. So we need this yisoid. This yisoid says that, no, there's lachatchil in every situation. This also, gam zem mitztaref, to the sugi, to the sulam ha'oid of the godless. Oh, we want to do, tonight, we want to be mamshach weiter. And you said that it was started a bit last week because we want to focus on from Hem Shabbat, is that in this Tzugang, in this outlook and approach of the Chochem, that he's able to, with confidence, totally focused, stay ultra focused on what's in front of, put all his drive and energy because he knows he has that Tzloch. The Tzloch is totally in one thing, in maximizing the situation in front of him. So he said there comes a new problem, a new challenge, which brings, or Vaita brings to Yush. And that's until now, we've been speaking about where the output, Lechatchila, looks very shvach, we don't see godless, either because I'm in the beginning, or because of what we just said now, because I don't have so much the outside factors, I don't have the wife, I don't have the chavrusa, I don't have the shir, I don't have the upbringing, all the things that make things small, that we try to get the focus of a chokhmah and she'ein eilev mashal afonav. But what happens if you're focused on today? You're totally focused on today. You want to look at the halacha shel afonecha. Perek echot. Sugi lefonecha. You're working on one midah. You're working on one prat in one midah. You're working on one bracha, one word in kriyishma. You're super focused and you know that you're headed to the goal. Seder. Super focused. But what happens if in that mishbetzet itself, in that square, in that small box, even in that I can't be matzliach? Even in that I'm not matzliach. I can't be matzliach even if I just stick what's malafash alfanecha. I have a seder, one seder in front of me, even an hour, let's say, and I get down to an hour, I want to take an hour by an hour, 10 minutes by 10 minutes. But even in that 10 minutes, I'm not matzliach. I'm not matzliach. Why am I not matzliach? Also, here we're going to have two tzurim. Either because there's holes in me, not this holes in the outside, there's holes in me. I have my chesroinus. They're not producing, the mashal fanecha. Very similar, I fall. I don't do what I'm supposed to be doing. What can I do? I got caught up with a magazine last night. 1 o'clock, I was reading till 1:30, 2 o'clock. I was schmoozing with somebody. And I'm very tired today, yeah. I didn't go to sleep in time. Whatever, and I'm very tired today. Whose fault is it? It's not my fault. Not my wife's fault. Not my fault. That's why I can't pay attention so much during Seder today. I felt Taiva was in Sgabra on you. Atzlus is in Sgabra on you. So over here, it doesn't help. Everything we heard. I heard a wonderful series of Vadim. He's supposed to look Lefanecha. That's all if I could do a check. And at the end of the day, at least this. This sif in Shulchan Aruch, this sif in Mishneh Berurah, I conquered. Okay? Say that. seems like I'm far. No, I know I'm on the right path. I know I'm building a sulam that's going to grow by leaps and bounds. Okay. But what happens if it doesn't start? What happens in the beginning? It's not going the way. Maybe one day it does, but the second day it doesn't. Pretty consistently, I'm not. So again, for the Chacham to be able to have, we want to get to the matzav that there's no situation in life that the Chacham can turn to the matzav in front of him and says, there's a void of me to do today. And if I do and I maximize the situation that I have in front of me, and maximizing can here includes this, then we have a certain gang, a tzugang of hatzloch in life, a matzliach in life. He knows he can be matzliach everywhere he is. And that's the Chacham Hashem Lefonav. How do we get this? So Baruch Hashem, there's a Medrash that Mefurish is Mitzarif, this last seer to our big sugya that we've been with all the time. In the Zman we started, beginning of the Zman we bought a Rashi in Mishlei, which mentions briefly another Medrash which we bought in Kahelis, which talks about a Chacham and a Tipish, two people who come and they see Kol HaTerekula and they say, how am I going to finish it? And again, the Chacham says, I'm going to start Halacha Day, and the Tipish is Messiah. So we saw. And we brought the Medrash in Kehelis, which talks about a mushal, about a kikar, that's all the way on top of the rafters, really, really high. That's the mushal. And again, the Chacham says, the Tipish says, how am I going to get there? I can't reach that. And the Chacham brings a ladder, it's just the Susha ladder. There's a Medrash, Mamokai Macher, in Mitzurah, Parshas Mitzurah, Parsha Yutes, his base, which is mitzar for another two tziyurim to this matzav, the setup of a chacham and a tipish. It brings this case of the keeper. It brings another case which is very similar. They start off and they see a huge mountain of earth that they both have to, a huge, like Mount Everest. And this guy says, start working. No, start taking it down, start collecting the dirt. And the tipish also says, forget about it. And the chacham takes a pail by pail by pail by pail by pail by pail. I think that Chazal, the mound is talking about the kamus, the large kamus of the Vayter, and the mashal of the kikur, which is the next one, is the height of the Vayter. Sometimes you see the height in Yemes Yayish, the height. But there's a third mention, and this is going to be our noise tonight and the Hemshech. Amar Rav Levi, a third seer, the difference between the tzugang of the kachal and the tipish. Mashal the traskol nokuv. Traskol is a basket. This basket has a hole in it. Shesocher Baile Poilim, Yankel has a wellspring, and he wants to fill up with Me'edim bottles, and you deliver the Me'edim bottles. The problem is, he comes and he calls in two people, and they have holes in them, the Me'edim bottles, that you use these huge canisters that you're filling up the water. They have holes in it. Tipish Ma'oimer, Nani Moil, what am I going to do? I'm going to fill it up with the water, it's going in one side, going out the other side. It's going in one side, going out the other side. Machnis bezu, moitzi bezu. Mishi bikeach ma'oimer. So yeah, I'm stuck. What's he going to say? What's the bikeach going to say? I'm going to do a gallon a day. There's no gallon. The gallon doesn't go anywhere. The gallon doesn't go anywhere. Nothing's going anywhere. So what does he say? Mishi bikeach ma'oimer. V'lois cha yegia HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, he say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me cha yegia. And I'm going to put all my koiches in being matzliach and what's called tzchar yegiyah. We don't have to teach what that means. First, what's the mashal? Go back. What's the mashal? Gabi Torah. Mishu tipish ma waimer. Mani maya lilmoy Torah u'mishacha. I'm going to learn this taisvis. You saw it in Eid Mesira. I'll forget it the next week. Forget it the next week. Goes in one ear, goes out the next ear. Doesn't go anywhere. Tipper says, yeah, we're not talking about I'm getting it, it's not enough. He's talking about I'm not going to be able to retain. There's a hole in the kli. There's a hole in my head. I don't remember. Mishu pekeach ma'olemer. V'loi schia yigi HaKadosh Baruch Hu na'isen. So this is what we want. This Chazal is telling us that we have to mitzarif this last category that we're talking about to the bigger sugya of the Tikkun Shemachal. And I like to break it, like I said, in two to you. The Poshe Pshan in the Medrash, and what I want to be mitzarif to the Medrash. The Poshe Pshan in the Medrash is talking about someone who has Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a kli, not outside kli, a self. and he gave you a kli with holes in it. We all have major chesronos, major things that we're missing, inadequacies. One person doesn't have such a good memory. One person doesn't have such a memory. His chavrus is learning. His chavrus is already saying, don't you remember what we said in the beginning of the sukkah? Like, no, I don't hold him that. What was it you said? We just said on Torah. You don't remember what we already said, the Chasam Sofer and the Merlosan Adler and the B'shan Rashi? No, I don't remember that. No, I'm not holding on. I don't remember that. Just remember what you remember. He doesn't have a good memory. He's not holding. He doesn't understand. Another person, he might have a great memory, but he doesn't have a tifkat. Because the Baruch makes people differently. He doesn't have a tifkat. It doesn't come naturally. In depth, it doesn't come naturally. He sees everything just straight. And is it Asur or Mutter? Tell me. Oh, he understands. It didn't that, no. It's Asur or Mutter. That's the way his brain thinks. Another person doesn't have shlish. Another person doesn't have shlish. His friend Ruvain is a person, you put him down, he sits by the Gemara. If you give him a math book, he also might be able to sit for 3 hours by the math book. He could sit by a Gemara also, because he could push it, sit, and sit, and sit, and sit, and sit. And Shimon's not like that. Shimon needs chiyas, he needs to get up, give the other guy a clap in the back. He has to be animated. He can't just sit by the Gemara. Especially Shimon. It's not his fault. It's the kli. He's a traska with a hole in it. The holes are different. Everyone has their holes. Everyone has their holes. That's one seer. And again, there's going to be a seer of somebody who's the holes that he makes himself. He falls. He's nichshol. We're going to be tired of that. And this, we have to understand, there's a musa called Zchar Yegia. The Chacham, even if he finds himself in this situation, of a traska with a hole in it, he's able to have a plan, he's able to have a kaponim head first, go diving, and then I'm going for the gold. I'm going weiter, I know I'm going places, not me Ayish. So let's break it up. The first seer of somebody who, before he's falling, he just has holes, he just has holes. Says, you sort of schaid again. What's this? So I'm going to be mekatzer on this, I'm going to move marach in a second, nekuda from Felix. The famous Medrash Mishle, I don't think we mentioned it. I had meant to mention the first Vat Zman, but I don't think I had to get up to it. And we're talking about the Makuris of Chachiyum to learn Kol HaTerekula, for Godless. So everyone knows, very famous Bir Halacha. Sometimes when people want to say it, everyone knows, people get upset. There's a very famous Bir Halacha in Simen Kuf Nun Hey. The Bir Halacha talking about when a person leaves the Beis Knesses, he's supposed to be eating the Torah before he goes to work in business. And the Bir Halacha then, very uncharacteristically, in Bir Halacha, he brings a very scary Medrash Mishle that scares the wits out of everybody. At Berichos, he doesn't quote it Mamish, but he quotes most of it, says you've got to learn Kol Torah Kula. And you're going to come La'asid Lava, and they're going to tell you, oh, good, you know Chumash, what's with Mishnayis. And they're going to tell me, you learn Noshim, watch with the Zikin. It doesn't end. That's the end. You're holding Kol HaTerekula. I'm going to say, what's with Mister? And there's very, very scary Lashonis in the Medrash where it says, if you're going to say, oh, I only learned this, I didn't learn this. The Maisa in the middle of the Medrash is a very interesting thing. The Medrash doesn't bring this Chalik. In the beginning of the Medrash, we're going to reach part of it. Say that's right. That's the Amar Bishmol Bari Kama Kosher Yemadin. Sha'asir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lodon Es Kol Olam Kulo In Be'Eimik Yoyshofet Be'Eimik. Hashem is going to be. I'm going to skipping a little bit. Bo Mi Sheyesh Biyodoy Mikra Ve'Eim Biyodoy Mishna. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hoifich Es Panav Mimenu. Umitzeirei Gehenim Es Gabrim Boy Kizeiv Ve'Eirev. I'm not going to read the Hemshech. Not nice things. Not nice things happen to this person. Bo Mi Sheyesh Biyodoy Shneiz Dorim Oishloisha. Kadosh Baruch Hu Amalei Bni, only two Zdam. Kol Halachas Lamalish and Yisraisam. Here comes interesting. Im Amalehem Hinichu Mutav. It says that there's a certain person. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't touch him. He only learned two Halachas, two Zdam. Don't touch him. And then the Medrash goes Vimlav. Then the Medrash goes Aiter. If Hashem doesn't lay laws him up, then the Metzir Gehenim jump on him. And then the Hemshich. That's the Hemshich that the Halacha brings. It goes Aiter. Teres Koinim Negoyim. Who is this person? It says Mefurish Mul Medrash is someone who didn't learn Kol HaTerekula, who only got two of the way, but he only learned two Zdorim, it says. And Hashem says, let him go. What's this? No, it's not Mefurish. It doesn't say Mefurish in the Mefurish I have over here. the moid mistaber, kemat, it just jumps out of the mitach divri or is a ruach, echad mein rishayim. It's ganz klar how we went. The way you say this is the gazach. There's a ruach, rishayim in the bichlas kriyashma. He asks the stira from a few places. He taka brings the end of the medrash, he just says medrash mishlei, because this is medrash mishlei, that you have to learn kolat tarakula. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a tevei everyone to learn kolat tarakula. And he says, in many places in Shas, doesn't sound like that. It sounds like if everyone, someone does, he tried his hardest, then it's good. He brings the famous Gemara. Brochas daf hei mit beis. Rabbi Lezer was sick, and Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. And Rabbi Yochanan came in. The Gemara knows that. He unrolled his sleeve. He unrolled his arm, and Gali Adari, and there was light in the house. Kitzer, that light is Ruchni's take a light. Rabbi Yochanan was a very high level when Ruchni's, and he illuminated the place. And Lezer started crying. He had chalishas adas. He kinnas sofer. Lezer started crying. So Birchin turns to him and he says, why are you crying? And the first thing he says, because he didn't learn enough Torah like me. It sounds like a man again. It sounds like me, Taka Nemesis. He didn't learn as much Torah as Birchin. Birchin was Gadol B'Dor. Elazar did not learn as much Torah as Birchin. He didn't have the same Hasoga and the Kamjim. So, you're worried about that? Echad Amar B'Chaninu, Echad Amar B'Echad Amar B'Vachiyav Sheikhav Lingo Shemaim. What are you worried about? You're going to get the same Shtar as me? Frektar Zaruah. What do you mean? He's going to get the same schar as me. How do you learn this medrash mishli? If Rabbi Loza comes up to Shemayim, they're going to ask him, you didn't learn kol Torah kula. It doesn't sound like you learned kol Torah kula. At least in the full hasoga. So what's? Zochta Zeruah. The answer is, the medrash mishli, it says that the tefillah is only if a person could have done more, and he didn't do it all. If you could have done more, and you didn't do it all, you didn't maximize what we were talking about, the whole time, maximizing the situation. If you didn't maximize, then there's going to be a tain on you. But if a person maximized, I mean, in the Sprach, he has a less of a kli. If Lez had a less of a kli than a Bechna, then he gets the same schar, leg sula as well, delefum tzara agra. Because his output with what he had, he has a more of a connection. Fum tzara agra doesn't just mean schar, the schar is an outside bitui, an outside expression. It means his accomplishment and what he got and his chelik in the Torah and his tuz dorim is the same thing that Yena got. It's pretty safe to say that's the person who says henichud. That's why, that's the end of the sentence. Because there's both, these two people. One person comes and Hashem said he did whatever he could do. You do whatever you could do, the phone's a rag. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes different tafkidim. The oymik is going to be able to do what we're talking about. The Hemshech, this week, next week, a little bit last week. But the first thing you have to know is, we're not talking about right now yet Nefilus, we're talking about a person who, his natural chesroinus, he couldn't do more. He cannot sit straight more than an hour. That's the person, what do you want to do for him? Baruch Hashem, me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't give such an I'm able to sit. Hashem gave me my life, I'm able to sit. But a lot of people can't sit. So it's their fault. You have to be able to work with what you have. But what you have, give it your fullest. Give it your fullest. You have also certain miles of a person who sits just straight like a machine. This is the first yisoid. The first yisoid is to realize Schai Yigia Ani Noito, going back to the Medrash. Schai Yigia Ani Noito means Lefum Tzara Agra. It means that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me with these kelim, I'm just like the Moshul. He hired you with the Me'aden bottles and it has a hole in it. So obviously, he wants something out of that. Schar doesn't just mean he's going to pay you on the side. Schar, you only get schar for accomplishment. There's an accomplishment in a person working harder, working with less tools, and connecting himself to that. That's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshbon each yochid v'yochid, and that's your hatzlocha. That's his hatzlocha. You get connected to what you do in a way much more than other people. This is the first part. And the maskim needs more beer. I mean, I want to spend more time on the second tzir. What about the tzir? Might even be more. When we mess up, we don't produce like we're supposed to produce. We don't. It's not that I'm not a balkishan. I am a balkishan. But I'm lazy. I have a taiva. I want to go to the taiva. A person he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Your midas and his tar, you know how much midas affect a person's tar. You know when a person is b'midas, he's b'kas, he's b'kinah, he's missing covet, he has a self-confidence issue. I'm not talking that sometimes self-confidence also is because your upbringing. That's a different subject. But sometimes it's your own fault. Something is b'yodcha. And your midas are also, you can't learn because of that. A lot of times it's your fault. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's your fault. So what happens when we mess up? Right now, a lot of your friends, a lot of your cousins in America, they're going to summer vacation already now. You know, when you just got off your cousin and he's in the bungalow colony, it's sometimes hard to learn. You're jealous of him. He is. Yeah. It's hard. Night Seder. It's hard. I'm asking Hashem. I'm not holding where I'm holding. I'm still small enough that I can't just ignore the whole world and the fact that everyone now is enjoying themselves on summer vacation. It's hard for me to learn. What can I do? So he's my all kinds of things that were falling. Kinyura, this also has to be Nichlal and Sudya. And then there, there's also Bechein of Schar Yegiyah. Where is there Bechein of Schar Yegiyah? Where? How could we say that a person could say in this matziv, I could steer on much mashal fun of and I can maximize the situation? I'm not maximizing the situation. What could come out of this? What Schar Yegiyah could come out of this? I want to start with the Gemara. Does anyone have a Gittin here? The Gemara Gittin, I'm going to start off the Gemara. I'm going to start off the Inyan tonight, I'm going to open it up. The Gemara Gittin, Dav Mem Gimel Aleph, from the Sugi of Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Baschor. What's the Aloch of the Mekadosh Chetzi Shifcha Baschor? State Azoik. Dorosh Rabba Bar Avuna Kishen, She Mekadosh Chetzi Isha, Eni Mekadosh, Ka Chetzi, She Chesor Nam Chetzi Isha. The only Chal Kedush on the Chelut Tetzi Baschor. That's what he said at the beginning. The Maisa come to Rana Beis, and he said, Dorosh, he said this, Dorosh Barabim. Of Chizda, I don't know if he asked him, Shasmai, so afterwards he slugged him up. Shlugged up Rabbi Baravuna. Midami, Hossam Shire Bekinyonich, or Shire Bekinyonich. Lemaisa, Shoya was Rabbi Baravuna was masking, he made a mistake. He was masking, made a mistake. He said, wrong shot. He was a Gol, he was a Rashiva. And he said, Kitzer, he said, Shir Kholi, that was Moshekir. Was that? Wasn't Emes? Moshekir? So he went back a second time. He didn't sit on the side, he went. And he retracted. But before he retracted, he gave Agdom. He wanted to say his side. He brings a posse Yeshaya. Before we see what he darshan, what's the posse talking about? Rashi gives us a background. This posse, the full lashon of the posse is, Ki Yitvois is talking about the end of Bayis Rishon. And it says, it's going to be a matzim klal Yisro. Ki Yitvois ish ba'ochiv based off it. People are going to be looking for Torah. They're going to be thirsty for Torah. It's not going to be so available. And to say you have a similar, it's a reference to Torah. We want you to be a leader over us. Tell us Torah. Machshela is a reference to Torah. And what's going to be you, tachas yadech. For those who don't know, in English, machshela means a failure. A failure, a stumbling. That's what machshela means. A machshela, a michshel, if I'm going to fall. Machshela is a very interesting way to refer to Torah. Don't crash it. V'amachshela hazoyis tachzadech koymar. Dvorim, v'amachshela hazoyis tachzadech koymar, divrei Torah, she'en odem oymen al mitosan, at she'yichshav lehem lohoyrois tois v'yachli muhu. Until a person makes a mistake and he gets embarrassed, because he was supposed to know. Can you hear? What is he supposed to know? He wouldn't get embarrassed. He was supposed to know. V'unoysen leiv, u'mevin tachas yodov. That's why Torah is called Nafshela. Gemara Fiyazos. Listen to the Gemara. Very good. Listen to the Lashon Gemara. Every word in Chazal is precise. No extra word, exactly like it says. Ein oidom oimer al divrei Torah elim kein nichshel behem. That's why Torah is called Nafshela. Ein oidom. It's a double emphasis. Ein oidom oimer al divrei Torah elim kein nichshel behem. That's why Torah is called Nafshela. Poshteit. Poshteit here. That not only when a person falls, could he also have a godless in Torah? When a person didn't learn Pshat the right way in the Sugya, when a person didn't learn Pshat the right way in the Sugya, we're talking about even Lahedia, even if he's embarrassed, which means he wasn't thorough enough. You know, I was always to make a mistake in the beginning. You think you knew. You should have looked it up. You should have been mind more. You still have your old ideas. Yeah, you make mistakes. It's a mistake. Not only does it say that he could also come to a godless, It says, this is the only way to come to Divrei Torah. This is what I want. In Adam Oymen al Divrei Torah Elim Kenich Shobehem. Mikan Mokor Otzam. Everyone knows the famous dog from Rabbi Huttner. In a letter, Sim Kuf Chav Ches, which is Hashem next week, I'm going to talk about Rabbi Arich, who's a very famous, so it's like a letter. He brings a Pasuk in Mishlei, and the Pasuk says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam. And we all know what the Avel says, a cat has seven lives. The Pasuk says, a Tzadik has seven Mesogim of Nepiru. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, Zog Tov Huner, very famous. He says, the Tipshim, he said, the Tipshim think, the Pshat and the Pasuk is, that although you fall, you fell, you looked at something that you, 2 or 3 years already, you never looked at that thing. And you looked again, and you looked another 3 minutes, and another 4 minutes, and another 5 minutes. You fell. You know the certain thing that when you criticize your wife, Pshat Maisa, you know it's not going to do anything, and you know it's going to hurt her, and you know it's going to did it. And you were good for half a year, and you did it again, and you did it 3 times in a row. You fell, we all fall. So I wonder, the Tipshim thing, I'm going to say in my Mashpach, it's a pep talk. Shlomo HaMelech is saying a pep talk. Don't worry, you're okay. You're not destined to be a Rasha. You're not destined to be a loser. You could be a Tzaddik. The Chachomim know that this is the only way. The Chachomim know that's not what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. That the only way a Tzaddik came to his Tzidkus was through Sheva Nefilas. Derech kimoshen of Hunter, Derech kimosei shel tzadik. He's the Mikoyrei Torah from this Gemara. I was talking about the Torah, but the Gemara, it's the same Gemara. In Odom Oymen al Devei Torah, doesn't it say Af Al Pi? This is Mamish Nekuda we need. This is the Farshas for us of you. It's not a pep talk. It's not saying, okay, you fell. Okay, you're not going to be Mamish off the Derech. We'll let you in the base measures also. That's not what it's saying. It's saying there's some sort of lechatchila thing that you need to fall. There's some sort of gain. There's some sort of connection that you could gain only from falling. And the path to godless has to go through nefilas. And through nichshol. Doshtein posik. And it's muchach. It's muchach. It's not just a lashon. It's muchach in pshat, right? In the mirror. If not, the posik can't call Torah mechshela. It's not pshat. Mechshela. That's the way you refer to Torah. If it's a pep talk, it just means that you can also get to Divrei Torah. Why would that way be referred to your Torah? It must be. If that's the name of Torah, Machshela must be Ein Adam Oymen al Divrei Torah Kenishvam. It has to be. That must be the pshat. So here we have a news thing. I'm going to start a little bit tonight, but if I care, I'm tough to stop. I want them to think about it. Shtey Dom, that you want to think, how could you turn a success? How could you be in the path of success? This is the problem you wanted to. That a person thinks the second I'm going to feel it, I'm off success. I may be able to get back there. But once the Yetzer Hara gets you there, believe me, you already lost your gas. Once the Yetzer Hara got you, that, I may be able to get better. It's good. I may be able to get better, maybe, yeah, maybe not. But I'm already not in the path of godliness. But if we can understand that the Nefila is the chemo, and it has to be, it has to be a godless stafka in the Nefila. Rashi said something. Went to Rashi. She says, this is the second bechina in Tzchai Yegiya Ani Noito. This is the second bechina when a person has a hole in his traskel, even if he made the hole. Even if he made the hole. But there's a Tzchai Yegiya Ani Noito. Who taught us this aside? So we started last week. Dovra Melech taught us this aside. Dovra Melech is the picture, is the seer in Torah, of the Yisoid of Tzchai Yegiya Ani Noito. Dovra HaMelech is the Spitz Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kom. There's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Chof, Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about counting. Klal Yisrael, Agav, it gets into a difference between Shaul and Dovra HaMelech. The Gemara, famous Gemara, the Gemara says that David did, Shaul HaMelech did one chait v'ol soloi. Shaul ba'achas v'ol soloi. He had one chait, the chait of Agog, and didn't kill Agog, and it cost him his malchus. That's it. He's not roi from Meluch anymore. It cost him his malchus. David b'shtayim, David did two chatoim, the chait of Uriah, killed Uriah to marry Bathsheba, and the chait of Asosa, which means he was convinced to count Klai Yisrael b'seif yomov. Two chatoim, v'loi ol soloi. It didn't course the Melchus. We add on, not only in also, like David Melech was the king of all kings. David Melech is Melech Mashiach. He's the king of all kings. Dosh Tein Gemar. Fred Dalma Farshim, the Marshal, the Ruiz Ari. V'chi Masri Ponim Yesh B'Dover, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has favoritism. Shaul does one chet and he's finished. And David HaMelech does two chatoim. And he, now he's not finished, he goes up. What's the pshat? This is very pshat. The Marshal is a pshat, the Ruiz Ari is a pshat. I'm going big with the Ruiz Ari, but the different Hagosh. Kinnira, it has to do with how David HaMelech dealt with his chatoim. David HaMelech, Kemat, again, more than anyone we have a sogin, at least anyone who wasn't the one of the office, he lived and embodied the yisoid of Shevel Yipol Tzadik V'Kom. By him, a chait, it wasn't an afil, it was a kima. Chas V'Shalom, just pointing out, we said this last week, doesn't mean before you do the chait, you're allowed to do chait. Before you do chait, the person has to do Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, the person can't fall, he has to do whatever he could. But after the chait, after the fall, Dovra Melech didn't get sidetracked, didn't get sidestepped. He didn't lose his gas. Dovra Melech was the one who understood, embodied in his whole life, how adversity and Kinnira, one of the Iker Nakudas of adversity is not only Lichatchila Dik adversity, where it's hard for you. From the biggest adversity in his life is when you fall, because the Yetzer convinces you, you fell. You're not right. It's not just hard for me. All right, I messed up. I bungeed up. That's the greatest adversity. Dovra Melech, every adversity to Dovra Melech was an opportunity for new growth. It wasn't just, yeah, also, no. It was opportunity for growth. We started a little bit last week. Let's take it a little bit more. Dovra Melech, again, we said he was born. Mikimi, me offerdom, me ashpais, yor vevin. He doesn't have ashpais, true to ashpais. He was living in the garbage. He was treated like a piece of garbage. He was born into a family of malucha, a family of malucha, and he was treated like garbage. The Ovi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasveni. He was abandoned by his mother and father. Hashem yasveni. Okay, so what happens? So first of all, he said, well, last week, Shmuel comes to find the melech. They don't even show him David. Finally, they show him David. The Pasuk says, v'tireh, calls David again, calls him out from the field. Atira David ki Edoimihu. He was Edoimi, he was Edoim. He was red. Yafei Enayim v'toivarei. He was very good looking. And he was red. What Chazal trying to tell us, he was red. It's only Chazal. Malbim brings it. Shmuel said, he's red like Esav. He's red like Esav. There's another Esav. There's another Esav. What does it mean Esav's red? The Maran Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav says, that someone who's born, the mazal madim, there's mazolos. The Kadosh Baruch Hu creates everybody with different inclinations, different tendencies, different natures. Esav HaMelech, Esav, I'm sorry, Russia, was born with a tendency to be a shofer dam. That's the word that Shabbos says. He was born to be a killer, a person who's very base, very materialistic, very grub, very gas. And that's who he was born like. And Itaka played out to his role. He lived up to his calling. But he was born with a much... He was born with a traskel at a hold of it, Esav. Not like Yaakov. You know he was born with the same exact type of makeup? Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech. Malbim Afanor says, he had netiyah to Shvichas Dovid, Behem Shri says, he had netiyah to Nyonai Olam Hazeh. Dovid HaMelech had netiyah to Olam Hazeh. Shmuel says, this is going to be, Yeah. He had netiyah to Shvichas Dovid, and he used it for Avodah Hashem and in Torah, he was the big of the Gadol Hador B'Torah. He wasn't just an Aska and he didn't just build yeshivas. He was holding in every single Sif Kotan, Nid, Hilchas School, everything. This is Dovra Melech. Dovra Melech knows Sameach B'Chalka. Dovra Melech knows there's no matziv that doesn't have Avoida. And not only there's no matziv doesn't have Avoida, there's no matziv that could bring Ta Avoida. Ein pnei meivin chochma. The Ksil says, zikr when I'm falling, I gotta change, something's wrong. It's not fit for me. It's not me. Obviously, it's not fit enough for me. I can't be a gadol. I can't go. I can't do. David is the one, Agav, who's gonna take us. We mentioned this last week to Mashiach. What's gonna happen to Mashiach? Mashiach comes without getting into Arichas up, but one thing is clear, that Mashiach's gonna come in the lowest door that ever existed in the history of the world. Did you read this at first? And Mashiach is going to have to take in 1 second the lowest door to the highest point. Who's going to lead us? Who's going to lead us? Who's going to lead us? Mebira mikta te igra rama. Who's going to do that? David Melech Mashiach. Because that was what David is. That's why David b'shtayim. David, when he falls, it doesn't set him aside. David was the one who showed us this yisod of chayigia. We're going to have to get clear on this. We're going to have to figure out for ourselves, each one of us, how dafka nefila could create a kima. And also I want, we have to figure out, so what are we thinking b'shasta nefila? What's, we said, it's very chosha to me, that a person has to be able to have a void and short-term goal, not a long-term goal. That's any except a short-term goal. What's the void during this man nefila? Okay, so what should I, we said a few times, apply yourself full gas in what's in front of you. So what's the fun of it? I should know how to fall. I should fall with a cushion on my head. Like, how should I fall? I shouldn't fall. I shouldn't be rasik. All my avarim. What am I supposed to be thinking about? What am I supposed to be concentrating as man nefila? You're off. You're out. You missed 1 day in the sugya and it led to 2 days in the sugya and 3 days in the sugya and you stopped. And you stopped and you fell out and you this and that. So what am I supposed to be doing during that time? This is what Be'ez Hashem we have to work on. This is Schayigir, the Soyda Schayigir, and in the right time.